For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there, and hope you're doing great today. Hope you're starting out and having a great week. I want to get right to this teaching because there's so much I just want to go through. And as I said yesterday, I'll probably say it each day as a reminder. We have this teaching on spiritual identity in DVD form with notes. And again, I just can't recommend it strongly enough. You will, I believe, locate yourself in your spiritual journey, and you will locate, wow, how to go on and go beyond and grow and come up higher in your walk. And so I strongly recommend it. You just write the ministry and we'll get it out to you. But spiritual identity, what is identity? The definition, if you look it up, will say this. It's a set of characteristics by which a thing is known. A set of characteristics by which something is known. I'm speaking to you via a microphone. I know by looking at this thing, it's called a microphone, by the characteristics. It's got a long stand. It sits on my desk. As I put my voice into it, it projects across the airwaves to you. This is a microphone. I hear the volume coming through my speakers. Identity, a set of characteristics by which something is known. Some people would say, well, your identity could be your nationality. We, my family, my mom is pure Slovak, Czechoslovakian. So I've got some of that in me. My dad's English-Irish. Those are characteristics by which I am known on the outside. Hang with me. I'm going to get to a spiritual identity in a minute. Some people have their identity wrapped up in their jobs. You might be a mechanic. You might be a nurse. You might be a teacher. I'm a Bible teacher, preacher, evangelist. Those are characteristics, again, by which I am known, or something by which you are known. Now, wait, I'm pausing because I want to get to the spiritual identity. But before I do, on a sadder note, let me list a few things that many people identify themselves with as well. It could be a problem they encounter. And so, unfortunately, and you hear that word strongly, please, unfortunately, if they don't know any better, they begin to identify themselves as that. Oh, I was abused. Oh, I'm fearful. Oh, I have been bulimic. Oh, I'm an alcoholic. Oh, I have cut myself. You follow what I'm saying? We get these letters all the time. This is someone who doesn't recognize that is something that has happened to them. Perhaps they have lived that way, but that is not their identity spiritually. Your spiritual identity, my brethren, in Jesus Christ is greater than anything I just mentioned. Anything I just mentioned. So I want you to keep joining me all week. I'm going to talk to you now about your spiritual identity in Christ. Join me tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.